Then a hip hop classic album review solely for the patrons. Mos Def and Talib Kweli, Black Star.
Our Black Star.
Thank you all for being patrons and being able to vote on this stuff, because we don't know, so we like the suspense. We like not knowing.
Lil Wayne almost won.
Yeah, Wayne almost won. Exactly.
So 1%.
Exactly. So we be watching. We like, oh, what we gonna do? So we enjoy it. I know y'all enjoy it. We enjoy it as well. So we appreciate doing this for y'all. Like, the first time I heard this was around 7th, 8th grade, but I didn't revisit it again until high school, and then that's kind of like when I really started getting, you know, my feet more wet into East Coast hip hop and stuff like that. And you know, like this album, even back then and even now when I revisit it, like it's a really good album. But kind of before we started filming, Mike had the question, like, was this really classic? And going back to it, I was thinking, I'm like, did this really influence other people? Did this really change anything?
Based on the definition that has been established on this show, that it has to influence or change the genre or something like that, then yeah, it'll be hard to meet that criteria. But I think in terms of like
how it launched their solo careers.
I mean, we're talking about two guys that they dropped their solo albums. They bypassed putting out their solo albums to do this.
Talib was so on fire back then. Mos Def is amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Talib was just so on fire back then.
On every definition, when that beat switched up, and then Talib kicked that shit off.
Yeah, man.
I was like, yo, who is that dude? Like, it was almost kind of, because they both was like even, but it was moments where Talib was just fucking ripping that damn microphone.
I was wonder like Vicky. Niggas suck like hickeys. I was like, man, who the fuck is shouting out Vicky from Small Wonder?
Why they didn't continue with this then?
We're solo. Mos did his thing. Talib did his thing.
So like, did it flop?
Hell no.
Nah.
This
album took off. But again.
I didn't know if people was buying it. I remember seeing it on a CD record and bypassing it. I remember bypassing it and getting something else when this came out.
I mean, but
this was a strictly, from what I remember, this was a strictly underground, blow your fucking top off classic album, underground, well.
It was definitely.
No. I'm trying to think, like.
Like I said,
did it really impact? I know it definitely impacted the underground. Mm-hmm. I don't think it really moved far past that.
It moved past.
I'm saying far past that.
But think about this too, right? You have these relatively unknown MCs come together, make this album, it take off on the underground, and then after that, they launch their own solo career. Mos Def, Black on Both Sides, 99, right?
Yep, and then
Black on Both Sides, which took off.
And then Talib Kweli and High Tech, the Reflection
Eternal.
Came out 2000.
And then he dropped Quality.
That's 2 years.
But
how does that make this album a classic album?
I just think having two guys that went on to become like well-known mainstream artists from the underground, from combining and joining forces like that.
How did Kweli become a mainstream?
Eardrum, artist? I think.
So who got it? Like, when you,
man.
Because like I'm still conflicted about who I like more on this album.
That's a good question. Right?
But who got it? Most people say Mos too.
Yeah.
But
I Mos, came out such Mos. A Mos fan, man.
Me too.
Like, and then he dropped.
Oh, that's why.
I did too.
Yeah. I was like that until Black on Both Sides came. When Black on Both Sides came out, I was like, wait, what?
Black on Both Sides
came out.
Yeah, so I know the album. What's the face mean?
I was just like, I think I might have to go with Mos. Just like,
oh, I thought you were saying it was bad.
No.
Because when you I was like, wait, what is going, wait, why, what?
I was debating myself, and then when Mos Def came out with Black on Both Sides, I was like,
it almost like,
if you're going by on this album only,
I got them neck and neck, to be honest. I got them neck and neck.
Because they both had moments.
I think that's what makes this album so great.
Yeah. Both of them had like iconic moments where he was like, okay, that's the dude. Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's the dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. Yeah. That's the dude. Like, on that B-Boys would be B-Boys. It was they both was just, respiration. Yeah. They both was just, you know, Mos Def was better on definition, but I think on redefinition.
Right.
Talib was like, this is my shit now.
Do you feel this album is underappreciated? It rarely comes, does it come up?
See, I think that comes with those, like, who you hang out with type of situation.
Yeah, it is.
Exactly. It does.